paganism practiced by the Persians was much more primitive. And not only that, the difference between the Persians and the Romans was that the Persians really believed in their paganism, whereas the Romans were not so frum, even though they nominally were pagan, they really weren't much of anything. I once heard from a great man that the best of all worlds is Freie Goyim and Frume Yidden. That really is true. Those that really believe you're going to have trouble with them. See, our American type, that's perfect, right? But when you get the Poles, when you get the Ukrainians, then you're buying a different horse. So the Jews sided with the Romans against the Persians. You know, that's Yiddish mazel. The Romans have been winning for 400 years, and now they lost. Because the Persians are the ones that took over in Bovel, and the Persians are the ones that took over in Eretz Israel for a period of time. Rome was driven out. And in the Talmud Yerushalmi, you hear a curse issued by Rabbi Yochanan, the editor of the Talmud Yerushalmi, against anyone that supported Tadmur, against anyone that supported the Persians. And the Jews underwent a short period of time, about 8 years, of bad times in Babylonia and in Eretz Israel. Times of persecution. The yeshivas went underground. The Jewish religion was observed clandestinely. And the Jews have really had a bad time of it. Now, that was a strong indication that the Roman Empire was weakening, if the Persians could come and do that. But again, not everybody read the signals. And in effect, Rome regrouped and sent a large army to Byzantium, and the generals of Byzantium then marched east and were able to defeat the Persians. Tadmor was killed. The Persian wave receded. But the Romans never got the upper hand again in that part of the world. Now what happened, it was like a no man's land, in which there were small little kingdoms, everybody on his own. And what they did is they paid taxes to Rome. And Rome was perfectly satisfied just to get the money and not really have to run the show, not have to worry about what was going to go on there. This was the period of time of maximum accomplishment of the Jews in Bovel. From about the year 260 to about the year 500, the Jews in Bovel produced the Talmud Bavli, they produced all the great yeshivas, all the great Talmidei Chachamim. The Jews had an autonomous, independent life. And they did it by paying off. They paid everybody. They paid the Persians, they paid the Babylonians, they paid the Romans, they paid everybody. And by that method, they established themselves very, very strongly in the country and gave it deep Jewish roots, roots that remain Jewish literally till our time, till the early 1950s, when the Jews from Iraq were sent to Israel. There was a general of the Roman army by the name of Constantine. Constantine had a mother called Helena. His mother Helena, in about the year 310, secretly converted to Christianity. She could not do so publicly because of the fact that she was afraid she would be killed, and perhaps also because of the fact that she had her son's career at heart and knew that if she was an avowed public Christian, he perhaps would if he wouldn't lose his head, he would at least lose his rank. Now, but she was a real Christian. I mean, she was a real believer. She ranks as one of the saints in the canons of the church. And she worked on